You join us here at the Munro, where Birmingham First Netball Team have little under 10 minutes to secure themselves a place in the playoff final. And here they are against tough opposition Leeds, who finished bottom of the Premier North table. And Birmingham, of course, who won their competition, the Midlands 1A division, so comfortably. And now they have a 10-point lead. It's 32-22 to Birmingham, trying to take control. Infringement by Leeds goalkeeper there at the back. Oh, and it just bounces off the frame of the net. A few minutes left and they'd have a place against York St John in the netball playoff final. And that means a chance of promotion for a club who've grown exponentially this season, as Leeds press on the attack on the right hand side with Potter. Good interception by Birmingham. Townsend on the left hand side receives the pass from Moxie, and on the touchline they're jumping for joy already. The crowd's getting anxious. When is that whistle going to be blown? That's it! Birmingham are through to the netball playoff final and a chance of promotion after heartbreak against Hertfordshire in the Bucks Cup final just a few weeks ago. And they've done it here at the Munro, which has been such a fortress for them all year. It's finished 37-26 to Birmingham. So Jordan Moxie, the captain of University of Birmingham's netball team. Jordan, we spoke a few weeks ago in that cup final at Loughborough. Came so close. You scored 50 points against Hertfordshire. I know you were pleased, but ultimately, today, you didn't want that feeling again. You're through to the playoff final. You tell me, how does it feel?
It feels absolutely amazing. I mean, the disappointment of losing in a cup final, we just take that. And once you experience that, you never want to experience again. So we just put all of that into this performance today. We're now one step closer to being promoted. And that's exactly where we wanted to be at the start of the season. So, yeah, I'm really, really, really happy.
Well, given how much you dominated the league this season, you almost deserve to have a chance as promotion, as you say. So what did you think about, what did you work upon in training in the last few weeks to improve?
Well, when we came back, we knew with Leeds, like, they have a very, very strong defence. So we've been working really, really hard on our attack, on how to drive onto the circle edge, how the shooters move against the two circle defenders, and really just trying to break down their defensive unit. And I think it really, really worked today, especially in that last quarter, and we really did pull ahead.
Well, I hope you enjoy celebrating, but of course you will have that playoff final to look forward to. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
So Carl Holbrook, one of the coaches of the University of Birmingham women's netball team. Carl, what was it you wanted to come here and improve on? You want to give yourself a chance at promotion?
Yeah, I mean, our main focus all this year has been to get promoted. The cup run was brilliant, and can't ask for anything else about getting to that final. They had two very good shooters in Hertfordshire, so when we came here, we knew what we needed to do. That team has got three Super League players in their defence, so we always knew it was going to be a low-scoring game. It was about us keeping control of the our play, doing the things we're doing in training, and just keep executing over and over again.
So at the end of the third quarter then, you have a 6-point lead, which is manageable but is also something that can be reversed or lost. So what did you say to the players at that timeout just before the last quarter to make sure that they shore up the win?
Yeah, I mean, the main thing was about defence throughout the whole court. So our work rate throughout the whole game is exceptionally high, and it was keeping that work rate going, making sure that they had no easy opportunities to be able to score. And if we kept doing that, then they were never going to have a quick enough goal rate to actually trouble us.
So we now know then you'll play York St John in the final. They are also champions of their respective division, so you should have an equal chance in a way.
No, we should actually have the advantage. We played them in the semi-finals of the Cup, beat them by 9 away. So we have got the beating of them. If the girls perform to the standard that they can, it'll be a different game, so it'll be a lot quicker, a lot more fast-paced. We should be okay. But we've got to play to a high standard.